This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 29th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Two news sources are reporting that China's COFCO has bought several shipments of U.S. soybeans, that ahead of scheduled meeting between President Donald Trump and Xi Jinping of China in South Korea. China's state-owned COFCO did not immediately respond to a request from AgriPulse to confirm the shipments and their volumes. Bloomberg first reported the deal, then Reuters cited two trade sources that say the company has bought three soybean cargoes totaling around 180,000 metric tons. Now, compared to China's purchase of 26 million tons last year, the volume is small, but most agree a positive step. Now, the announcement comes just days after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer suggested U.S.-China tensions could be about to thaw. The two said that Chinese and U.S. officials have hashed out a framework that will see China commit to, quote, substantial agricultural purchases. Now, the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that the U.S. is considering cutting in half the current 20% tariff on Chinese products imposed over its role in the U.S. fentanyl crisis as a part of the deal. In a post on X today, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins praised the sale in advance of the two leaders' meeting, saying the purchase coming directly ahead of the talks shows that America means business and that we will restore balance. President Donald Trump's pick to serve as the chief ag trade negotiator at the office of the U.S. Trade Representative, Julie Callahan, told senators today that the administration is seeking concessions in return for expanding a tariff rate quota for Argentine beef. Negotiations with Argentina are underway, Callahan said, during a Finance Committee hearing today. The Trump administration suggesting it could quadruple a 20,000-ton tariff rate quota that allows Argentinian beef to enter the U.S. at a reduced duty rate. Callahan pointed out that Argentina maintains tariffs on U.S. beef as well as non-tariff barriers that hamper exports. She told senators, quote, "My intention in the negotiation with Argentina is this will not be a one-way conversation about beef. We would like to see beef access into Argentina as well." U.S. crop growers are facing a third straight year of financial struggles, prompting comparisons to the 1980s. Corn and soybean producers who lived through the generation-defining farm crisis of four decades ago point to key differences as well as similarities. Ag watchers say the longer commodity prices slump, input costs soar, and global trade markets stall, the greater the risk a challenging ag economy could tip into the worst in 45 years. Flashing warning lights include plummeting sales of farm equipment and a nearly 90% drop in agriculture and livestock exports to China versus a year ago across 10 key states. Meanwhile, U.S. government shutdown amid partisan bickering in Congress, delaying action on a Trump administration plan that would give farmers billions of dollars in federal aid. Well, while farmers are facing incredible increases in input costs, one other area may also be moving up as well, health insurance premiums. A broad agreement that the expiration at the year's end of the Affordable Care Act enhanced premium tax credits will drive prices higher for millions of Americans. Democrats have demanded Republicans agree to extend the credits and restore cuts to Medicaid made in the One Big Beautiful Act. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors, all designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.